streams and rivers are running high as fast spring runoff gets underway. We're giving our waterways a little space next on Western Life Radio.
Did you know that Utah's off-highway vehicle and personal watercraft youth education programs, required by law, are now online at www.stateparks.utah.gov? All youth must carry this certification while operating on Utah's waters or public lands. OHV education is required for youth aged to 15, and PWC education is required for youth aged 12 to 17.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement's been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
I'm Governor Spencer Cox. We live in an incredible state, and this time of year, my family and I, we love to ride. Unfortunately, we've had too many fatalities this year, and while safety equipment is critical, it's not enough. Remember to always be aware of your surroundings and never ride beyond your capabilities. We want to make sure that you make it home safe. And never forget, nobody is invincible.
Avoid local streams and rivers until the high flows subside. George Summer with the Utah Habitat Council checks the conditions.
We haven't gotten into those summer temperatures, so having that spring slows down that melting snow, and maybe a little difficult in some of the rivers right now, but lake fishing is going to be off the charts. And once things mellow out, I think those streams and rivers are going to be off the charts as well. And even with adults, like you said, it's real easy to slip in. It's almost impossible to get out because you hit that cold water and instantly your muscles freeze up. And then it's difficult to get somewhere where you can get out. So it's best right now just to stay away from streams and rivers that are really moving, whether you're a child or an adult. Just be safe, and they'll mellow out here sometime soon. And then you can get close and enjoy some fishing. It's best not to put yourself in that situation and just be safe. There'll be plenty of time to get close and in the water once it mellows out. Jordan Hill's picked up. I got a report. Unfortunately, I haven't been able to go to Jordan Hill, but I got a report from a friend that he got into the bass. The bass fishing was top-notch for it. We've been hearing good reports on trout fishing, but that's the first really, really good report on bass fishing we've got.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.